Happy Diwali. In this video, I'll show you a quick glimpse as to what all happened at my place. The day started pretty early. In fact, in Bengali tradition, a day before Diwali is considered as an auspicious day, which we call it Chodo Pradeep, the tradition of lighting 14 lamps. A day before Diwali is the 14th night of the moon cycle. That means on the day of Diwali, you will have a no moon night. Now the significance behind lighting 14 lamps is to pay respect to our ancestors, that is 14 generations of the family, and to worship and thank your ancestors for their benevolence. 14 lamps are lit at the entrance of the home to guide your ancestors in. We also prepare Chodo Shak for lunch, which is basically making a dish that consists of 14 different green plant herbs. The month of September, October, November falls in the autumn season. We also witness a lot of rain in these months. During this season, many bacteria gets activated and consumption of these herbs prevents indigestion and supply vitamins and minerals. And that's why 14 types of green plants are chopped together and fried in mustard oil and consumed to spread positive energy and good health. Many Bengalis do the Kali Puja from midnight till the next day's early morning. But then my family sleeps early and we don't perform the Kali Puja. Anyhow, today is Diwali. As usual, my morning started early. I went out to do some Diwali household shopping, which comprises of buying flowers, candles, diyas, a few crackers, lights, then sweets and other edibles. The market is flooded with people and you can see a lot of energy and enthusiasm. If I have to talk from an economic standpoint, then economic growth during April to June this year has been low. So any nation's economic revival will need an increase in consumer spending. And that happens mostly in the festive season. Alright, I got back with everything that we needed. Now the main planning of the day was to decorate the house. I don't mean just the house entrance or doors and windows. I mean literally the entire house. So part of it is good lighting. A good lighting truly is everything. Lighting affects the ambience and mood of space. After lighting comes beautifying the house with flower arrangements. The eye-pleasing multicolor marigold flowers changed the mood and brought out the hidden beauty. So anyhow, lighting and flooring were done, and this is how it turned out to be. In the evening, we do a little bit of puja of goddess Lakshmi, who is the goddess of wealth, and Ganesh, who is widely known for removing obstacles in life. And now, the Diwali celebration begins. So that's what happened at my place today. We are fortunate and lucky enough to celebrate and maintain the tradition, rituals and customs in this form and manner. Traditions represent a critical piece of our culture. It contributes a sense of comfort and belonging. It reinforces values such as freedom, faith, integrity, a good education, personal responsibility, a strong work ethic, and the value of being selfless. Tradition also serves as an avenue for creating lasting memories for our families and friends. And last but not least, it offers an excellent context for meaningful pause and reflection. So once again, happy Diwali to everyone. May your choices reflect your hopes and not your fears.